The study, released in November from the Weill Cornell Medical College, finds that of the more than 2,000 nursing home residents surveyed, nearly 20% reported involvement in some form of negative aggression with another resident in the previous month. Behaviors documented range from verbal and physical abuse to unwanted sexual gestures to rummaging through another resident's personal belongings. The study's lead author, Dr. Carl Pillemer, says he was surprised by the study's findings.
There's no question that this is an underestimate, given that some staff and some residents might be unwilling to admit this or that we wouldn't have seen incidents. So I would consider this to be, the low end of the possible estimate.
Pillemer says he's now testing an elder-to-elder mistreatment awareness training program for nursing home staff to encourage intervention and change the mindset that these types of incidents are normal and inevitable. The research also finds that elder-to-elder abuse rates were lower in facilities with higher staff-to-patient ratios. Florida is home to about 72,000 of the nation's nearly 1.4 million nursing home residents. John Davis, WGCU News.